Now go with me, if you would, to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Are you here?
Amen.
Now as we press into the plan of God and pursue the plan of God, which requires asking, seeking, knocking. You know those are good Bible words?
Amen.
Everyone who asks, help me.
Jesus.
And he who seeks,
fine.
To him who knocks, it will be
open.
Right? So there's no such thing as a man or a woman or a person who says, I sought God and he didn't tell me. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
That's impossible, because if I seek, if I really want to know, I'll find.
Yes.
If I ask and I really, really want to receive, I'll receive. If I knock and I really want Jesus to show up and show me the truth, he'll open the door and he'll show me the truth.
Amen.
So in all of this plan of God stuff, motives get sorted out, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
As we preach the plan of God, we find out, what do we really want?
Amen.
But I want to encourage you, go for the plan.
Amen.
Go for the plan.
Amen.
God's plan is the best thing that could ever happen to you.
Amen.
Your family will ultimately be blessed as a result of you following the plan of God.
Amen.
The best thing you could ever do for your family is follow the plan of God.
Amen.
You might be the only one in your family taking a stand. Somebody's got to take a stand.
Yeah.
You know, in this kingdom, if you don't take a stand, nothing happens. And there's a whole breed of people rising up in this day, in this land, people that are taking a stand.
Amen.
What kind of stand? I will have the plan of God at all costs.
Amen.
But as we begin to call, as we begin to ask, as we begin to seek the plan of God, don't you know the Lord will answer us?
Yes.
And what will he begin to do? He'll begin to give you steps. Everybody say steps. He'll begin to give you direction. Everybody say direction.
Direction.
He'll begin to open up to you opportunities. Everybody say opportunities.
Opportunities.
And he'll begin to reveal to you something called assignments. Everybody say assignments.
Assignments.
Let's look now at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Find the book of Psalms. Go to your right. You'll find Proverbs and then Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And verse 9, it says, what profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be made, which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he's put eternity in their hearts. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. Look back here at verse 10. He says, I have seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. Once again, God doesn't want just us running around doing anything. He has God-given tasks for us.
Amen.
He has God-given assignments for us.
Amen.
He wants us to be occupied with those assignments.
Amen.
Do you remember what the words of Jesus? He said, in the parable, he said, occupy till I come.
Yes.
What's that mean? It means do business till I come.
Uh-huh.
You say, well, Brother Joe, I'm not called to business. I'm not called to be a businessman. Well, he wasn't telling everybody to go into business. What was he saying? Everybody should be about the Father's business.
Yeah. Amen.
We're not just abide with just anything we want to be occupied with, but there are God-given tasks.
Yeah.
There's a purpose for your life. There's an assignment for your life. And it will require your all. It will require that you be totally occupied with it.
Amen.
Have you ever been tempted like me? Have you ever been tempted to think, Lord, I'm bored? You ever been tempted to think that or feel that way? Lord, I'm bored. But did you know what I found out? That a bored believer in many cases is a disobedient believer. A bored believer is a disobedient believer. Why? Because there's something that he's told me, there's something he's told me to do that I'm not doing. That's why I'm bored. You say, well, the Lord hasn't told me anything. Well, then you still have something to do. Pray and prepare for what he's about to tell you.
Yes.
A bored believer is oftentimes a disobedient believer. Everybody say, I'm not bored.
I'm not bored.
Not me. Really, if any time I'm tempted to feel bored, I know, you know what? There's something he told me to do I'm not doing. And if I can't think of anything, then I need to pray and get ready because he's about to tell me something and I better be ready for it. Everybody say, occupy.
Occupy.
So there's a Bible phrase I want you to become familiar with. Now wait, notice this here first. He talks about the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He's made everything beautiful in its time. He has also put eternity in their hearts. You know, the God-given tasks that God has for you, they are eternal assignments.
Amen.
They are eternal assignments. They're deep on the inside of you. You know, as I preach some of these things, deep is calling unto deep inside of you. These are not surface things. These are not shallow things. These are things deep down on the inside of you. Concerning your calling and your purpose and your destiny, things that will never, ever go away.
Yeah.
Things that you were designed and created to do. Amen. Eternal assignments with eternal rewards,
amen,
with eternal impact.
Amen.
God's not created us just to do things that have immediate impact here. He's called us to be involved in eternal assignments. Everybody say, I'm eternally minded.
I'm eternally minded.
Hallelujah. So go now to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Everybody say, God has tasks for me.
God has tasks for me.
Assignments for me.
Assignments for me.
Directions for me.
Directions for me.
Steps for me.
Steps for me.
Everybody say, I should be occupied.
I should be occupied.
With those things.
With those things.
Not other things.